This just in. Something in the sky, unexplainable, not of this world, has entered your podcast. It is the Digital Bath.
Ooh.
Why are we? Are this ghosts?
No, it's like.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing that. Yeah. The Halloween things that go.
No, it's fucking UFO things from UFO movies.
Have you seen the things that you dangle in front of your door and they go, woo? I like those.
I will say it sounded more like a ghost when you guys first did it.
Yeah, the first time. Yeah. But the second time.
It was my fault because I made it more ghosty because I thought that's what we're doing.
Ghosty?
Ghosty.
We got the slime king himself, Christopher Blexelforf. That would be your alien name.
What? Blexelforf?
Blexelforf.
Fourth?
You pick.
Fourth.
Mine better
be that cool.
Because yeah. I don't want to be like the fourth.
Blaxelforth?
Blaxelforth.
Christopher Blaxelforth.
The Slime King, apparently.
The Slime King, yeah.
And then we got the Mini Cube.
Ooh.
Nicholas Drexel.
I feel like Drexel's a name for kids right now.
Is it?
What?
Yes.
His name's Ashtonford.
What?
Ashtonford Drexel?
What the fuck are you talking
you're
about?
Nicholas Drexel.
That sounds like a white child. That's all I'm saying.
Hello, my white child.
Hey, The Cube was a good movie.
Drexel can't have peanuts.
I have no idea what you guys
he
are
needs
talking
SPF
about.
SPF 80.
Because it's from another planet.
And then we have the red mist. Dakota Friggleby.
Friggleby? Man, so far, Blaxenforth is...
Blaxenforth's the best one.
You really let me down.
I'm so sorry. Okay.
It's okay.
Dakota...
Blaxelforth.
Blaxelforth? Everything ends in fourth?
Fourth.
Fourth?
That's what he said. That's what you said.
That's what
I
said.
Again, I want a different last name.
Okay.
I got it. Dakota Schmiklogan.
Schmiklogan?
It's got kind of an Irish kind of feel to it.
I'm not Irish, and I keep telling
or
you that.
Or Scottish feel, whatever.
I'm not Scottish.
You have read...
Schmiklogan of the... Oh, of the...
Schmiklogan.
Yeah.
There can
are
be
you,
only
are
one.
Are you related to the Schmiklogans? Yeah, that's us. That's us, yeah.
Yeah, the Schmiklogans.
From the Orion's Belt. Yeah, that's
ooh.
Us.
Oh, the Orion's Belt?
Yeah.
What's my alien name? Give me one.
Jesse Bateo.
Ventura.
Wow, I ran into that one.
Yep, you did. You walked right into it.
Not that alien, you assholes. The extraterrestrial aliens.
Oh, Jesse Kricknick.
Kricknick?
Yeah, Kricknick.
Kricknick.
Okay.
Finny.
What the fuck are we talking about today? Well, we're fucking talking about UFOs, or as they're known now, UAPs.
Unidentified aerial
penises.
Phenomena.
Yeah, good job.
Paraphernalia.
Good job. Well, I guess only half of us are fucking drinking tonight, but me and Chris can clink our drinks.
Don't,
let's do that.
Don't let the illusion die.
You let it die.
We're all so shit-faced right now. Clink, look at that.
Clink.
Nick and I clinked beers that we have.
Quietest clink.
Yeah, as you pour it all over yourself, you fucking bad.
We're fine.
Party foul, Jesse.
Careful
party foul.
With your drink.
In space, the gravity's different.
Yeah,
so.
I'm not used
He's
to that.
Not used to
you
it,
pour.
Yeah.
You literally like it. You just did what? Like if I was like, hey, pour some of that on yourself. Like that's what that looked like.
I need to
you
stay
know what
hydrated.
The good news is though, it may be harder to drink beer in space, but the White Claw is law everywhere.
Sure, it is. Well, okay.
That's his alien sound.
Was that can empty when you opened it?
So some crazy shit's been going on in 2020 and 2021, but one of the things that I've been talking about for the last few weeks that nobody seems to be talking about is that a report has come out from the government talking about unidentified aerial phenomenon, or layman's terms, UFOs, being a thing that is now documented within our own government. And it's crazy enough that I think we should talk about it.
They've been denying it literally for
60 years.
And then finally there is some people who got their hands on some shit unclassified and released it. And now the government's finally like, yeah, that's a thing. It's been a thing
well,
for a long time.
Twitter's a hell of a place. It'll get you canceled. It'll get the government to finally tell us the truth.
Well, here's the funny thing about, you know, their whole involvement with either saying it does or doesn't exist. Recently, that whole idea has just been back and forth. Like, they don't exist. But if they do, we're fucked. But they don't, so don't worry about it. But we should be scared. But are you afraid?
Mm-hmm. Yep, it's crazy. I mean, I've always been under the belief that you can't tell me with the expanse of space and how infinite it possibly is that somewhere out there, there isn't another form of intelligent life. I don't believe that it doesn't exist. I believe it does exist somewhere.
So you're jumping
there.
Straight to extraterrestrial UFOs.
Personally, me, yes. I am.
I'm kind of the opinion that if there's aliens that are capable of just visiting our planet at will, they probably like came here a few times and they're just like, ew.
Yeah. We don't want to.
They're probably like just full of animals anyway.
Did you see that? He stuck his flanager in.
Enter her.
In her
cloacal. Cloacal?
That's a thing, isn't it?
Cloaca?
Cloaca. No, they call it a cloacal.
A cloacal.
And they're like, look. They call the reptilian species a cloaca. That was close.
Look, that male human has his own probe stuck to him. Weird. Interesting. Okay.
He doesn't just take that off and throw it at her forehead. That's weird.
Based off my elementary school level researching here,
yeah.
I did find out that this is not the first report or investigation, obviously, into UFOs. It dates all the way back to 1947. A man named Kenneth Arnold was flying his aircraft and described 9 high-speed objects in crescent moon shapes that flew across the sky at thousands of miles per hour. And that, along with other sightings, initiated Project Sign in 1948.
So I just want to say, for anything before the last month, I just can't believe anyone. I can't. Let me take that back a bit. I can't without a doubt believe someone, because all that stuff is still based off of what someone has to say.
Yeah. Right. And same with the government. That was their whole reason for it not being a big deal that they had these reports, is that it is mostly going off of
hearsay,
and people's what they're talking about.
And that's how they were able to disprove it so quickly.
Yeah. And I agree with you, Dakota.
Whether it be true or not, that's how the government was disproving it.
I agree with you. I will say, though, what's happened recently gives some of that some validity, though, now.
Sure. And we'll get there. Yeah. But
you know, if we skip ahead a little bit to 1952, at that point, Project Blue Book, which, if you're into this at all, is one of the most notable investigations into UFOs, had over 12,000 sightings or events.
Jesus Christ.
So, yes, we are going off of hearsay, but that's 12,000 individuals who know nothing about each other that are all saying that they've either seen or had events of UFOs.
Now, we have heard a firsthand account of someone that we don't need to go into much more detail about, but they swore that they saw a bunch of UFOs, and we literally knew that there was a meteorite storm. Am I saying that right? Was it a comet
meteor
storm?
Meteor shower.
Meteor shower. Sorry. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Meteor shower that night. And he was like, I saw like 100 of them just flying through the sky.
He was convincing.
We were like, dude, just get on Weather Channel.
That's what they want you to think. It was a meteor shower. Sure.
I don't have a good enough telescope. It could be something.
Which I guess it didn't
come
back
to me. Did you see it for yourself?
No, but it didn't come back to me. Like, I obviously, there's other life out there. So just so we know where everyone stands, because I'm sounding like a non-believer, but there's absolutely other life out there.
I think there absolutely could be a mixture if these sightings or not are real.
I mean, think of Bigfoot. Bigfoot's not real.
Hey, fucking shut your mouth.
Whoa, whoa.
We have the technology. We have infrared. We have, like, I get sometimes there's, like, a bird we thought disappeared. But fucking Bigfoot, there's supposed to be an area up to which Bigfoot is, okay. And we still can't find him. And all those Bigfoot shows, they never fucking find anything.
Sure, no, I see your point, and I'm
just like the Loch Ness Monster.
And I'm inclined to agree with you.
It was a stick.
I will say, though, what was it, 2 years or 3 years ago, they found a cave in the in Thailand or something like that, that was so massive you could fit the Sears Tower in there from bottom to top, that no one has ever documented or known of.
What does that have to do with Bigfoot?
He can hide down there, man.
Bigfoot's was sighted in the U.S.
Look,
sure,
you don't know
just
shit about the skunk ape, okay? Let me tell you.
I'm just saying, what I'm saying is, I'm not saying that has anything necessarily to do with Bigfoot. I'm just saying.
You're like, there's big caves out there, though, bro. You better watch out. Yeah.
Godzilla.
Confirmed. There are Nick about to fix your wagon right now.
Nick was like, Sears is everywhere.
Yeah.
But that's proving that there's a lot of stuff out there that we haven't discovered yet, that we sit here and we think, oh yeah, we have the technology and stuff, but after all that time, we had no idea that even existed.
And we are still discovering new species.
Let me tell you something, brother. You ever seen Predator?
Yeah.
Okay. You understand how infrared works, right?
Yeah.
What if he's in the mud? Game over, buddy. Sorry, you lost.
What if he's cold-blooded?
What if he's cold? Well, that doesn't
I know. Yeah, I know.
Is this what you're going to do?
Reptilian?
Is this you the whole episode? Huh? Is this you the whole episode?
It might be.
I hope not.
Motherfucker, it might
from
be.
From where I'm at, it kind of looks like you're wearing overalls also. It's
hell yeah.
Go ahead, listen, Jesse.
I like two things, beer and Bigfoot. You understand?
Well, regardless of what you think of those old reports, what makes this new report even more believable, if you will, is that there have now been numerous videos captured on military equipment. I'm talking jets and
radar
and
satellite imaging
and craft out in the oceans.
Just like jets that were out and they're like, oh, fuck.
And a lot of these videos, from what I've seen, are coming from way out in like these ocean areas, not so densely populated.
No, on the coasts.
On the coasts.
On the Pacific side.
They finished with Kentucky a while ago.
And the crazy thing about these videos is that these don't look like aircraft. They don't look like anything.
They don't look like aircraft that we understand.
Correct.
No visible trails.
But they are moving against the laws of physics.
Yes.
I think we should also just mention the gravity of the situation that
these videos are fucking real. These are real videos, like, that the government has released.
Like, they're like, you know what?
Well, leaked, and then they said we're true.
Yeah, this guy is not, like, being discredited by the government. It's not like, well, he's a wacko. They're like, actually, you should listen because he's...
He's the expert. Hired him.
And a lot of those people are people that were in the military.
Yeah.
A lot of those people were part of the groups of few that have seen these weird phenomenon going on.
Several pilots and co-pilots have.
So speaking of that in that report on 60 Minutes.
Thank you, because we're referencing a segment that was recently on 60 Minutes that deep dives into the Pentagon funding a UFO project. Go ahead.
There was that one gentleman on there who was talking about it, and he admitted to the reporter that they saw these things every day for the last 2.5 years. Every single day, they saw multiple occurrences of this stuff that they could not explain.
At a military base.
And saying that, you know, the first thing that they think of is, of course, everything plausible that we might be able to understand in our reality when it comes to, could it be, you know, another country's drone? Is it spy equipment? Is it technology that another country possibly has? The weird thing about this is, though, it doesn't make sense for the laws of physics and science that as we understand it right now. There's no trails behind these ships to show like propulsion or anything, even though it's moving, and they're moving at thousands and thousands and thousands of miles per hour. One of them, they said they clocked at around 13,000 miles per hour, which is crazy. They found it 60 miles away within seconds.
Without any known
30 seconds, it was 60 miles away.
Yep.
Without any known propellers or propulsion system.
Mm-hmm. That we can see.
I mean, it is moving up and down.
No exhaust.
Yep.
No, cockpits or anything.
Did any of you guys read the report at all?
I didn't read the report, no. So released this month, didn't it?
It did. Released just a week ago.
I tried to find it on the date it said it was supposed to come out. It wasn't out yet.
Okay. So they cataloged 143 cases that they are considering UAPs.
Let's a little more detail. Who's they?
Sure. The government. The
Pentagon?
The Pentagon had sent this to Congress, yes.
Because Congress was like, you have to tell us about this now.
Yeah, at this point, those videos had leaked, and, you know, the government couldn't say those weren't faked. I mean, they just couldn't say it.
And Congress was really like,
we need answers.
They were like, you have to tell us.
That proves a little bit more that people weren't crazy when they say, like, places like Area 51. I'm not saying Area 51 is 100% for sure aliens, but I'm saying, like,
it's 52.
Yeah, 58. And so I'm just saying, like, that proves that not everybody in the government knows just because they're a part of the government. Like, this shit is so highly classified that the Secretary of Defense didn't even know. and they were like, oh, hey, by the way, I need to know about this shit, like, right now. Why did I not know?
Let me tell you a secret. You know how they say the signs are out there everywhere you look?
I saw that movie.
Yeah, you Matthew McConaughey.
You know what signs rhymes with? Heinz. It's not Area 51. Ketchup. It's Area 57. Heinz, signs, 57.
I'm on board.
Have you ever seen ketchup?
Yes, I've seen fucking ketchup.
When it's in the bottle?
Yeah.
It doesn't move like normal. Like, when you tilt it a certain way, all of a sudden it defies gravity, bro. I don't get it, man. Or when you don't tilt it right and you can't get it out, but then you just hit that right angle and it's like, boop, that's alien technology, pretty sure.
That better be a bit.
Anyway.
I'm about 150% sure that is alien technology, my friend. Thanks. Mr. Heinz, bought that.
Cletus. Anyway, 143 cases between 2004 and 2021. So it's just that amount of years that they're cataloging these events, these occurrences. The five potential answers they have for these UAPs are as described. So one of the options...
From the 143 cases?
Yes.
Okay.
One of the options is airborne clutter, which is like weather balloons, satellite dishes, things like that. Natural atmospheric phenomena, so rainbows, mist, weird lights, you know, reflective things that happen in our atmosphere.
That shit ain't a rainbow, friend.
Pterodactyls.
Nope. U.S. government or U.S. industry developed programs. So they're saying that there's some, you know, crazy things going on within our own government that...
I believe that one.
That they wouldn't even know about.
Mm-hmm.
Foreign adversary systems.
That one is absolutely true.
Which is what most of the people that are investigating these are afraid of.
Yeah.
And then this last category is a cop-out. A catch-all bin is literally what it's called. So they basically just don't want to say
alien.
Yeah.
A catch-all bin, something that just doesn't fit in any four of the other categories.
Now, I will say the ones that were talked about on the 60 Minutes
special.
The ones they talked about would fall under that last category because when they spoke with that gentleman who was the head of that Pentagon project, he said we ruled out. He's like, you know, people, they come up with these ideas of what they think it could be. Well, we look at those, the weather balloons and the other aircraft and all that. He's like, but eventually you run out of those things and it just.
You're left with something unexplained.
Unless, something unexplainable.
Unless there is technology that another country has that is far beyond what we have, it is not possible.
Like hundreds of years far beyond what we have.
Centuries, yep. And millennia. I mean,
to be fair and to be honest, no other country in the world spends as much on their military as we do.
Right.
And I mean, I honestly feel like a lot of the U.S. government has been... You know, like when people discover like, oh, we can make fuel out of water. They're like, shut that fucking guy down right now.
Right.
Fuck him.
Yeah. And cure for cancer.
They either buy him out or they murder him. You know, whatever. They make him disappear. And I feel like if there was a country that had technology that was way far advanced, it would be us. And I maybe
does
that's,
that make you feel better?
No, not at all. No, I don't know if you know this, friend. I'm not about the government. I don't like them one bit. You understand?
I hear what you're saying, friend.
I want. Mountain Dew, big boobs. That's all I want.
Code Red Mountain Dew.
And anti-establishment.
Code Red Mountain Dew and spicy nacho Doritos.
I don't like cops. I don't like government.
I like the show Cops, but I don't like cops.
I like watching people get busted. That's hilarious. You dumbass. Should have took a left. No. But I do feel like as a government, we would be ahead. Maybe the Japanese have something.
Like I was going to say the Japanese.
We would like to think so.
I think it'd be China.
You think?
Dude, they got
They're so
they
secretive about all their shit, yeah. Dude. Like, they are so secretive.
They make all the chips for our stuff.
But, yeah, it is a crazy time because Tom DeLonge was right.
Yeah,
Tom DeLonge was right.
That is kind of what kickstarted some people's interest into this investigation.
All he was like, where are you?
Aliens.
Where are us? You?
Look at them.
I'm not talking about people.
Yeah.
Tom DeLonge used to be the lead singer of Blink-182 and Angels and Airwaves, which Angels and Airwaves was what?
An alien-based group?
Yep.
An angel-based group.
So also, by the way, just side note, shout out to Mark. He is battling cancer right
yeah.
now.
Mark Hoppus, yep.
But yeah, he exposed.
You guys were waiting.
I
me,
wanted Chris
to
say something.
About
no,
cancer?
You
we kind of were.
No, you made this face like you were about to say something. You went.
I was like, hit the reset button. Yeah, we're talking about serious shit.
Seriousness.
Mark, I hope you're doing okay, buddy.
Yeah, Tom, he's been huge advocate for extraterrestrial life and, you know, doing research into UFOs and them being on this planet and everything. So everybody looked at him and thought he was crazy for the longest time. And now he's like, hey, I kind of helped leak that shit, by the way.
Yeah, pressure between him and Twitter and just like there was getting to be so many cases. Like it just couldn't stand under wraps anymore. There's too much transparency with some of this stuff. Like
as technology grows for us, it gets easier for us to be able to, you know, post that anywhere. We can now like just individuals see those types of things happening and record it on our own devices within our pocket
and we'll
in
know.
Seconds and we'll yeah. know.
Well, I remember when the one with the radar where the guys are like, crack that shit. Mm. Where the Air Force guys are tracking, or they might be Navy, but they were tracking it with that like brand new radar they had just come out with.
Mm-hmm.
And when they were super excited, like, wow, that thing is flying. I remember when that hit Twitter and I was like, that is crazy. And then the Air Force was like, that happened. We can't, you know, figure out what it is. And people still weren't like freaking out then.
It makes me wonder how many videos they were able to pull from our eyes. Like,
oh, if that's the one that got through, like if
that's the one that got through. And or even before that, you said, you know, usually we're just going off of people's testimonies, and it might have been if that ever got released on a documentary or, you know, something like that. Mm-hmm. How easy is that to silence back in the, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s?
The dude that wrote the book that Fire in the Sky is based off of.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, the government was literally like doing everything they could to try to, I mean, they were doing everything they could within his rights to get him to talk about it. And for the longest time, you know, he wouldn't talk to them. And then, you know, obviously he wrote the book and then the movie came out, which took a lot of liberties and everything. But I mean, that movie's fucking crazy.
It fucked me up.
If you're scared
while.
About aliens, don't watch that movie. But just the, you know, that was a like, what, 5 or 6 guys in a truck that have one of the most
compelling
and factual based, not disprovable accounts of things that happened to them. And that was what, in like the 70s or 80s. And people were just like, mm-hmm. Nah, makes for a good movie though.
Yep.
Yeah, that's true. Does this give any validity to you guys for these older claims that don't have any video footage?
I mean, it brings up the conversation at least, you know, it's unfortunately, I think it's too far gone and too hard to say because we can't see any proof. I mean, sure, it might give validity to the conversation, but that's about as far as it goes.
So I'm weird, and I don't think I have the normal thought process when it comes to this. But I almost disbelieve ones that do have videos more almost than just like recounted stories, because sometimes those videos just like, there's always some reason why it looks weird, mm-hmm. or people are able to.
Most of the ones on YouTube, you know what I mean? Are total bullshit.
And that's the thing about these ones released by 60 Minutes is like,
this is a reputable news site.
They're so fucking real looking, and their accounts are so vivid. And I mean, people are willing to put their actual names and military rank on the line in order to talk about this stuff. I mean, these are people with decades of military experience. They're not going to fuck this up for themselves for no reason.
Yep.
Like, in the fact that they had to live with that every day and not talk to anyone about it.
So saying that, did you see the, I can't remember her name, the woman who was on the 60 Minute special? She looked at her partner and said, that's unclassified now. Like, she verified it. She wanted to verify before she actually...
Like, cool.
Yeah, it's like, this is cool, right? Like, okay.
And they're the ones that had the account of the phenomena that disappeared and reappeared 30 seconds
later. He
called
it a tic-tac, I think is what he called it.
Yeah, they called it a tic-tac.
Looked like a small little pill-shaped.
It matched his movement.
Yeah.
And it got as
floating
close to
object.
Him. Yeah, it got right in front of him, and then it just disappeared.
And he called it, now, so you understand, tic-tac, it wasn't as small as a tic-tac. They saw it far away, and it looked like a tic-tac. It was, like, you know, round, like, you know, an oval, like a tic-tac. But when they got up to it, they asked him how big it was, and he said it was about as big as my, what he said, F-18?
F-18, yeah.
It was about as big as my F-18, but, like, they were circling trying to spot it, and it matched his movement, and then it went basically on their level, and then in a, like, an instant disappeared. And 30 seconds later, it was 60 miles away. Like, it just flipped out of existence and reappeared.
The interesting thing about that when it started is they were going to investigate a calm ocean where there was white water. Like, you know, the propulsion system, something was pushing stuff away from the ship, making the water do something that they wanted to go see. And when they got closer, they were like, what is that down there?
They thought it was a sub.
As he dove down to get closer to it, it went up to meet him. And that's just, and he was circling, and it was circling up while he was circling down.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And no cockpit to see.
Like,
no visible cockpit, no visible propulsion.
Yep. And I think, so that one, out of any of them, and that one didn't have video at all. That was just them talking about it, right?
I get confused sometimes if the video that I've seen matches that story or if it's a different person's story.
So the one where the thing turns back and forth, and then the one where it's tracking, the one I was like, whoa, that thing's flying. Those are two separate videos that were not tied to that story.
Right.
I don't believe.
Okay.
No, I don't think they have video of it matching him.
I'll have to watch it again, but I thought that the video of it where they're like, oh man, that thing's moving fast, was that was it after it left. They found it and they tracked it. That's kind of what I assumed when I watched it. And I'll have to watch it again to make sure. Check.
But anyway, what I was trying to get to is, we've all heard a story of a UFO late at night following someone and matching their movement. So that for me was the part where it kind of was like, oh fuck.
Yeah.
How many people were, like,
adding validity to some people's accounts as soon as one of them, because, you know, like, it's not like the little gray men with the, you know, like, it was.
It's usually lights or objects that are in the sky.
And that don't abide to either physics or they don't move like we're used to things moving. So when it got to the matching speed thing, that's when I was like, oh fuck. Okay. No, shit's been going on.
There was a night about 4 years ago, I'm pretty sure I was still at my apartment at the time. Kelsey and I were driving home, and I looked at what I thought was like the moon, but it was kind of smaller than normal. And I was like, that's really weird. And Kelsey is like, that is weird. And I looked behind me, I'm like, wait a minute, the moon's behind me. What is that? And it kind of almost looked like a crescent shape from really far out, and it was illuminated. And it was kind of weird because we would keep driving, and eventually you would think it would, you know, eventually meet us and we would see it above our heads, and nothing. It just kept, you know, you kept seeing it from far out. And that was about the closest I've ever gotten to some type of, you know, what I would think
some
phenomenon.
I
couldn't explain it because I was like, there's no lights that far out and
there's
that high.
There's no lights over there.
And then the only other thing I can think of was, and again, take it for what you will, it's a child's memory, but I do have a very vivid, ooh, that sounded like it hurt.
It's fine.
Memory of also seeing lights above my old house when I was about 6 years old, and it just stuck out to me. When I recall it, it doesn't seem like a dream. I remember going home, it was late at night, and I saw lights around my house. But those two instances are about the only things that I myself have had a connection to.
I've never had anything that I could consider I thought was unusual that I didn't think was like a plane or anything like that. So way more in the ghost side of things. I've got experiences, but not in the,
yeah, I've never had experiences when it comes to UAPs or UFOs or anything like that. Yep. Same thing. Ghosts, definitely had experience with that type of shit, but never this.
Chris,
were they ghosts or
were they aliens?
Well, I just want to say the guy with the tall hair, who's
ancient aliens,
who's crazy.
Aliens.
Is not crazy. I feel like he's on to some shit. I feel like the ancient aliens and shit.
Yes, no, absolutely.
Like, you would think they were if they fucking flew down with some fucking crazy technology when we're too busy.
Aliens created the pyramids?
Yes. No. Or helped.
Oh, I think that they definitely gave them some knowledge.
So, saying that, I talked to you about it yesterday, I think. Have you guys seen those new videos that came out from China that are circling Twitter?
Man?
No. They were.
There's a dude with a huge skull, and they found him, and he's like a relic, and they don't understand it yet.
Oh yeah, that one's cool.
What? That's cool too.
Show that to me later.
But they're looking straight up, and like directly above them, it is a.
Oh, fireworks!
Okay, we thought we heard gunshots.
We're in Topeka.
Second.
We don't know if it's gunshots or fireworks.
It was fireworks.
I thought the government was trying to blow up my computer.
They're after us now. Son? They're like, but they look right above them, and it's a perfect triangular shape in the clouds.
That's right, you were telling me about that.
And I have seen that one.
Yeah, and there was two different accounts where people caught it, and it's circling Twitter right now, and people can't explain it. Like, and it's not like light because it's going over the triangular shape like the clouds are, and then it's going past it and it's still there. So there's an object up there, and it was, and so I, the first thing I thought of is like fucking Ancient Aliens. They helped build the pyramids based off of that right there. I fucking
that's
knew it.
That's the third eye.
Yep, that is the third eye.
No.
There's some, and I, you know, this falls under the aliens category and the UFO, you know, like
Bigfoot.
So humans came from apes. We're the greatest ape or whatever, the whitest right. ape, whatever
we're
call
the
it.
Newest.
We're not Ozarus. Go yeah. on.
We're the newest we're the, evolution.
We are.
There's
we
a
are
missing
the,
link though.
Bigfoot.
Okay, so there's this theory.
He's out there.
That
no, he's not.
Aliens found a way to
Fuck
inject
monkeys?
Their DNA into apes to elevate them to what we are.
Is this your engineer theory?
I'm just saying, man. Like gravity, it's not convenient for us. You know, like apes and stuff like that, they live long enough and they're on all fours and their gravity doesn't affect them the same way it affects us. We also, you know, we've evolved to grow hair where the sun fucking shines and all that. So like long, long time ago before humans were humans, that shit's like, yeah, there's a reason that we jumped. Like we made a big fucking jump versus
everything else.
Versus everything else.
Well, okay, then not to get into this too much.
No, let's get into this.
No,
too
no, no.
Much
there's also
let's
the,
talk about this.
No, there's it's also aliens. The Neanderthal versus the
humanoid. What?
Humanoid, yeah. Theory though that there was a split
right
from Neanderthals and then the Homo sapien. I guess we should say
there you go.
And the Homo sapiens wiped out the Neanderthals. And I mean, that puts us a little bit closer to apes than.
But Neanderthals weren't necessarily more stupid. They were just different.
Right.
They didn't get the alien DNA
no,
and they
right.
were fucking jealous. And we said, fuck you.
They didn't get the alien DNA.
They were like, hey,
so,
fuck you.
Anyway.
We want to be smart. And we're like, shut up.
So let's take this back. Let's take this back even further.
Okay.
And what I mean by even further is I mean like. Possibly the beginning of
life as we know it.
Written words and pictures.
Oh, yeah.
Cave drawings from everywhere across the world, including when they assumed Pangea was a thing. Bitch, don't
there's
know.
No assuming. There's no fucking assuming.
Right.
The puzzle pieces fit.
They do. I'm just
they
trying
don't
to be.
Know
yes, I'm just trying to be PC just a little bit, okay?
Supercontinent.
So the supercontinent Pangea.
Europa.
If you don't know what that is, maybe read a book.
Yeah,
but,
educate yourself.
Yeah, but basically, all of the continents basically were one supercontinent back way millions and millions and
you
millions.
You just explained
of years.
Pangea to us.
Yeah, you know how dumb Earth probably looked then.
Yeah,
there's a lot of ocean,
but there were still many islands and still many inhabitants all across, right? But these cave drawings matched. They matched like these things coming down from the sky, these ships basically that had technology and lights beaming from them. And they were in places that were like hundreds of thousands of miles away from each other that you couldn't and with no technology, no way to get from point A to point B within basically your lifetime. You could possibly communicate that to one another. That's weird.
Explain
that's,
that shit.
Yeah, that's
here's a counter argument.
Ark survival.
Here's a counter argument. Perhaps the limitations of our ability to truly think has a limit and it has an endpoint. And at that point, that was every civilization's endpoint to think to the stars, to something coming from above to help them create something. That's just my
okay,
counter argument.
Okay, maybe sure. for you, but my people.
Your big brain.
Sure, possibly, but
what
my,
was my name?
Brain.
Blacks and Forth. And my people,
Bart Simpson.
Bart Simpson. So, yeah, the crazy thing is that it was similar, like, structures that was drawn in the sky.
Sure.
And that's the weird thing.
It
like,
is weird.
It matched, and it was like, oh, that's
life has lots
really
of coincidences.
Fucking weird.
So then let's go still way back, but further forward than that, and we do talk about one of my favorite times in history, ancient Egypt, and setting aside the pyramid thing for the moment, this is one of the most advanced, technologically advanced cultures of its time. Nothing ever was close to the point where we now think that aliens helped build the pyramids because people to this day still don't know how they did it because these objects are so so
massive,
absolutely massive, that
and structurally sound still.
Yeah, I mean they're millenniums old, and they still look you know, perfect. And
except for the Incans, did the same shit, bruh. Why everybody and building the pyramids
and then they disappear?
But why they all doing the same thing?
But my point being that there is hieroglyphics that show, you know, them worshiping something coming from the sky.
Yep. Coming from the stars, yep.
But what does every civilization have? A god. Where do gods usually lie?
A sky daddy.
In the sky. So I see both sides, obviously, because I would love to think that aliens helped build this world.
And why does the bad guy always come from below?
Good question. Hey, I call them skinwalkers. You call them what you want. I mean, it just goes to show that our parallels between religion and science are pretty similar.
Well, absolutely. And I took this is going to sound I took a side semester. Class. Yes, I took a semester of world religion. And literally almost every single one of them, no matter if it's Greek or Christianity or Egyptian, it all starts with a lot of them starts with water in the life coming from some form of water, and then it having some ending, some massive ending. I mean, there's a lot of different parallels, like you're saying, along the way of a creator and an anti-creator.
There's only so many ways that a human brain can think.
Let's just say, guys, Mass Effect is right. They know.
I
have to pick between Mountain Dew, Blue Pepsi, and what else? What was the red one? Red.
Code Red.
Code Red. Yeah.
I don't know what you mean by that when it comes to Mass Effect, but okay.
I absolutely, in my heart, feel that a Mass Effect event is going to happen in our lifetime.
Yeah.
Really, in our lifetime.
So far, there's only one planet.
Trans-galaxy travel?
No. I just meant... Sorry. Okay, let me explain a little more. I think we will discover something that will jettison technology as we know it.
Oh.
Now, that'd be dope as fuck if it was...
In our lifetime, huh?
Yeah, that'd be dope as fuck if it was...
I would just take for free healthcare so far. But
if it was something left behind from another civilization, that would be dope as fuck. But I just feel like with where Elon Musk is and where, you know, other people in those fields and this shit coming out, that within the next 20 years, 20 to 30 years, that we're going to stumble upon some kind of technology.
Didn't you read, though, that Elon Musk is getting reined in by the government?
They can try.
I mean, he's already like, sorry about those things I said.
Yeah.
And then on the other end, there's going to be commercial space flight in the next 10 years. Right. So, I mean,
please don't Epstein me.
Let's talk about the massive jump in technology from what, the 40s to like the 60s.
How about just the last 10 years? Well, of course, self-landing rockets.
Sure, the last 10 years, but it still pales into comparison from the jump we had at the 40s and the 60s.
Well, the law of computers, every 4 years, technology will double.
We went to the fucking moon.
1969.
Yeah.
On, I think it was 64 kilobytes of data?
Yeah.
Absolutely. Like,
that's, we figured out how to go to the moon?
That is insane.
Yeah, we just airlocked the cabin and shot those boys into space.
And it fucking worked.
We also have lost that technology somehow. Mm-hmm. We don't know how it happened now. They can't figure it out again.
Sure.
Well, it doesn't help when they cancel the space program.
Oh, I put that under space travel and I can't find it. Uh-huh, sure.
I think you're right, Dakota. I think we are coming up to another massive leap in technology, and of course technology is getting crazier and crazier every day. But I'm not talking about just like we have a new iPhone 20 now that can do this. No, I'm talking about what Dakota's
talked about last year about how they're starting to understand how there are different wavelengths that are bending space travel and crossing space in like a fraction of the time, mm-hmm, because they're not moving in the same plane of existence that we understand.
I think you're right. I think we will in some way discover a leap in technology. I just don't think we'll find it in practical use in our lifetime, unfortunately.
God particle, bro. Fucking flinging atoms and shit.
And we're going to fly too close to the sun, I think, at some point.
Careful, Icarus.
I feel like the aliens are going to come down and just knock us back into the dark ages because they're like, whoa, you guys don't
reset,
understand
hit the
how
reset
this
button.
Fucking works.
That's, again, Mass Effect. The Reapers fucking do that shit. Anyway, you talked about the God Particle. If you don't know what the God Particle is, the God Particle...
Educate yourself.
Yeah. The God Particle is the particle that lasts about one... 100 millionth of a second, if I remember correctly, that it's supposed to be the creation of matter, which makes up literally everything.
Mm-hmm.
And
they have to send it through like miles of
super collider.
Yeah, super collider. It's in a European country, right?
CERN.
Yeah. And it takes like the power of like multiple continents, not continents, but like
suns.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they literally just send it through, and it can create it for just a small. And can they also do dark matter there?
I think they can. I think they've definitely discovered ways that dark matter can be a thing, but I'm not sure if that's been 100% fully proven yet.
We call that playing with fire.
The God particle five or six years ago was actually finally like they saw it happen. It was recorded, and it was one of the most revolutionary things to happen in science for the last like 60, 70 years.
And we all were just at home playing fucking Gears of War 2.
It literally is the creation of life. It's the creation of life finds a way.
Damn,
and then, my shot.
A couple years after that, we discover gravitational waves.
Mm-hmm.
We're actually able to record gravitational waves, which in theory is, not in theory anymore, but this is how it works. So if you were to shoot a laser beam a mile down the road, and it could actually like, you could time it, how long it took the light to actually start to get to the finish. And they did a test with what they discovered out in space of these gravitational waves. They did the math and all that shit. I don't know exactly how they do it, but it was insane. And they were able to use that pattern of the gravitational waves to bend space. So therefore, because space was bent, the laser was able to get from point A to point B faster, which technically proved the theory of time travel.
Well, and to put it in normal people terms.
Yeah. I got this one. Fuck you, space. Get bent.
There you go.
No, yes. Time bent. Is a rug.
I love that. Get bent.
When we talk about that, too, it's also, you have to take into account the speed of light, because nothing can go faster than the speed of light in proven physics. Everything, right. It's a bell curve. As the closer it gets, it just becomes more and more not at the speed of light.
Yeah.
Except so for the dark energy,
oh, okay.
Dark matter, all that shit.
Yeah, that comes out your butthole. And so so with something like this, bending...
That's blood.
It's just like, if you've seen... God damn. If you've seen Stranger Things and they talk about like when you take the two pieces of paper and like bend it and the pencil goes through it, that's the simplest way to kind of understand what Nick's talking about.
Yes, for sure.
So UFOs, though.
I was about to say, wrapping it. Wrap it back to UFOs.
They're doing that shit already on our planet. Yes. So, like...
They are fucking finding ways to get from... Okay, so let me... Before I get to... I'm obviously on that side. But do you guys, based off of these reports, these findings, are you more on the side of this being something terrestrial, foreign in nature, maybe? Or is this something you believe that is not of this world?
I think it's some of our shit, and I think it's some other country's shit.
You think it's a combination of both?
I think aliens exist. I don't think they've made it here yet. I think that what we're seeing is it's some of our shit and some of another country's shit.
Nicholas?
I want to believe.
You want to believe. Said it.
I seriously... It's hard because there is a part of me that sits there and looks at it and says, yeah, it could be our shit that's very much classified or other country shit that's very much classified. But the things that these UAPs are doing are just not understandably known to the science that we know at all. And it's hard for me to sit here and say it's terrestrial and possibly foreign or even our own government when it's doing things that are just completely like physics that we understand. It is just like, that doesn't make sense. That shouldn't happen like that. So I'm on the fence on this one. I have no idea yet. I need to see more. I need to hear more, read more of the reports that come out. It's tough for me right now.
Chris?
In the words of Rocket Raccoon, it's real. I am 100%. I think it's fucking aliens. I think they're monitoring us. And I think if they don't like what they see past a certain point, they're going to alien EMP us back to the fucking dark ages. They feel like it. And we're going to be like, we can't get any electricity to work at all. And the aliens are like, yeah, bitch. Go fuck your sister. That's what they're going
to
do.
That's a weird thing to say. I think that if this was something of our own origin, it would make sense for them to say, okay, guys, yes, we're working on something that's obviously advanced. Leave us alone. But they didn't do that. They said, I don't know, guys. I don't know what it is.
Okay, Morty. But are they saying that to try to defer other foreign intelligence from thinking that?
No, because then what does that do? It causes unrest and unsuredness within their own, I think. And
within their own what?
Within their own country, within their own population.
They don't care.
Who?
The government doesn't give a fuck? No, they don't give a fuck.
Yes, they do. They want us controlled.
An inside job.
They don't give a fuck about its people, about the unrest. They don't care.
And yes, they do. They want us controlled, and they want us to be – they want us to feel safe, fat and happy. Absolutely. And I think had it been an easy explanation, they would have taken that route. But they can't. They can't explain how they built that.
How much freedom will you give up for security?
A lot. We gave up a lot. Trust me.
A lot.
And
can we do a 9/11 episode?
No.
Come on.
Anyway, we're not a conspiracy podcast until today. I do think they're monitoring us, these extraterrestrial beings. I don't think they have the capability to completely wipe us off the face of the planet.
I didn't say wipe us off. Just take our technology and be like, nah.
That's still pretty...
That doesn't work anymore.
That's still pretty expansive to think they could do something like that.
A fucking space age EMP?
But I think they definitely could be scouters. I think they could be things checking other planets to see, what are these people? What are they doing?
I feel like they'd be like... They still talk about nukes. What a bunch of idiots.
Here's the thing, though. NASA can track meteorites that are like thousands of whatever away that come within thousands of miles away from us. They can see that shit coming from a very far distance away. They can even see other the makeup of other galaxies with the Hubble telescope and everything. They would fucking – so if we're to believe that something that can navigate within our atmosphere and then leave our atmosphere and go away, NASA would see that shit.
There's always a blind spot. I think there's always ways that things get missed. Happens in every step of any process.
Look how much power it takes just to leave gravity, just to leave our atmosphere.
Okay, but like – so take it as Earth has a concept Earth of go time. Hard. Does Earth go hard? Not that hard.
Do you
actually,
fuck with the war?
If you think that. But like Earth is a...
It's flat.
Earth has a concept of time, right? We have our own time.
We have cycles that we follow.
Maybe these aliens, just throwing this out there, maybe they don't have the concept of time like we do. If they could just hitch a ride on an asteroid and get close enough to Earth to be like, all right, here's where we jump off. And then they do that fucking blink shit where they go... 60 miles in 30 seconds, whatever. Yeah. NASA ain't tracking that. Weep, boop, and then they just beep, boop down to Earth to go take a look again.
How do they leave our atmosphere?
They catch the next asteroid out.
How do they? There's no asteroids coming out of Earth.
But there's asteroids getting close enough to our
solar
system.
How do they get out of our atmosphere?
But
out of our atmosphere, we get out of our atmosphere.
It takes a lot of power.
Right. But so does propelling an F-18 through the air at the speeds as it does, and these things were matching it without any of that propulsion. So what's to say they don't have some sort of technology that they can just leave the atmosphere with no...
It still takes thousands of tons worth of fuel just to get one of our things
fuel.
Up.
Our fuel. Right. This is
Man,
this
fuck
is,
you guys.
Yeah, this fucking, is this you, is science you we of, don't understand.
You have Earth, a lot of faith in the oil. In the Earth's
no,
technology.
No, but you're also talking to someone that was, you know, back when I had dreams, was going to go into this field. So I just...
Wow, what is
there
this
was
to you, Dakota?
A guy who figured out how to make water fuel, and we've silenced him.
Yes, we've all seen that movie.
Right. That's one guy on Earth. You don't think aliens were like... Fucking, they still use fossil fuels.
I want to ask you guys
this. Nukes
and
fossil fuels. We'll come back.
Let me ask you guys this. Do you feel safer knowing this information, Jesse? Actually, I want Jesse to go last. Chris?
I've never felt safe my entire life. As soon as I learned about extraterrestrials, I feel like, man, they can... Obviously, they're not watching fucking people in Kansas. Who gives a shit? But like...
Crop circles.
That's just fucking people being bored.
Yeah, I know.
I honestly feel like we're being monitored by a global,
but go ahead, whatever you were
on a
say.
Global level.
We're being monitored globally by something that is
outside of our realm.
Yeah, like a confederacy of galaxies that are like, hey, they figured out nukes. They can only hurt themselves with those. Okay, we'll come back. I feel like there's if there's infinite planets and there's all this shit, then there's got to be planets that are far ahead of us. I feel like that's just silly to not think
right.
that.
Right. There's no way we're the first.
And if unless we can't are, comprehend what they're doing
too, right?
And just now in 2020, and just now in 2020, we've got technology that can see it, can actually see it, and they're like, hold up, they spotted us.
Right, after thousands of years of mankind as we know it.
Right. Like, I feel like back in the fucking Dark Ages, fucking UFOs came down, they're like, we're fucking God, bitch, what's up? And we're like, oh, you're God, okay, you know, but like, now they're like, oh, shit, they blink out, blink the fuck out, they saw us, get out of here.
I like these aliens you're describing.
Like, they're like, oh, shit, they saw us, fucking, yep. But
Dad's gonna be pissed.
Blaxwell Forth, get out of here, yeah. Let's go, come on, we gotta get the fuck out of here.
The fucking... Hit the
turbo boost.
Hit the hit that. And they're like, oh shit. And they fucking blink out. That's what I feel like. I feel like there is people, you know, like you see these movies where there's a bunch of different aliens that are like, the Earthlings know this, that, and the other, and they're like, who gives a fuck? They're basically fucking the rednecks of the fucking galaxy. Not the galaxy, but the fucking universe.
Yeah.
And there's a multiverse, so who gives a shit? They're like, whatever. Let them fucking bomb the shit out of each other. They're dumb as fuck. That's what I feel like.
Oh, okay.
I feel like they watch us like reality TV. They're like, did you see that guy?
Intergalactic Cable, or what was that called?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah. Yep.
I feel like they watch us and they're like, oh my God, fucking... Like, if I could slap my own 18 head any harder, I would. These guys are fucking dumb.
Nick? Do you feel any safer knowing this information?
I don't feel any less safe or any more safe, honestly. If I die, I die. I don't care if it's from aliens or whatever.
I do.
Listen, whatever, man.
Put my brain in a robot.
I
want to
see it coming.
I can't necessarily help it. You know, maybe I can, but I wouldn't know until that time comes.
Oh, I've fucking Red Dawn this shit with you guys if aliens.
Hell yeah, bro.
Oh sure. I mean,
welcome to Earth.
I would try to survive and everything, but I don't know. I just don't feel... I don't feel less safe, and I don't feel more safe. I'm just like, if you're up there, man, that's fucking cool. That's a crazy discovery that we just had, so...
Human beings, we have decided to schmling-schlong your entire planet.
What does that mean? Are they going to feed us? Are they going to kill us?
They're going to feed you lava.
So, I'll go, because I want Jesse to go last, because I think he'll have a passionate answer. I thought I would care more. I am...
Wow.
Super. No. Here's the thing.
I made a whole episode about it and you don't even care.
No, I super care. I thought as a collective we would care more. This is information that's been eluded for literally like 60, half of this.
Years.
I don't know. For a big chunk of even this country's life. Like, and it defined the 50s. You know what I mean? Like, it's a huge part.
Yeah,
of American culture. Yeah, it's a huge part of American culture is aliens. Like, it honestly is, if you think about it. Like, in...
Roswell,
Area 51, like, just culture, media, mm-hmm. like, as a whole. And then for it to finally come out, and people are still just fucking going to Starbucks. So, for me, it's like, well, I'm not going to panic, because no one else is... It's a little bit, unfortunately, of, like, mob mentality. Right. But then it's also, like... What else? You know, what Geico?
What else are you hiding from me?
Yeah, Geico. You know, what else could I be saving or whatever they say? So
mm-hmm. take your pill. You'll
I
be happy.
I honestly feel like this is like just one of the smallest things that the government is like, oh, fucking let them have
right.
it.
Right. What are they still holding on to then?
It's really hard to try and hide this shit at this point. Oh, let them have that. Redact a bunch of other shit, but let them have aliens. Whatever. Like, that's how I feel about it, mm-hmm. is the government is just loves to hide shit.
It is, and it is kind of crazy that we made the Space Force not too long before this, and that guy in Israel, what happened with that guy in Israel? Didn't he say that there was, like, a federation of, like, planets of other, like, creatures and stuff, like, or creatures, extraterrestrials that we were trying to become a part of?
I don't remember that.
You don't remember that one? Yeah. There's a guy in Israel that said that there's like this federation, this group of aliens that had to deal with other planets and their like quote unquote governments or whatever that.
The Green Lanterns?
Yeah, man.
We do have an ambassador now.
Mm-hmm. You want to talk or you want to get schmling-smonged? It's
in
your
the
choice.
UN that is designated for
Earth.
Earth.
Yes,
to talk to extraterrestrial beings.
Alrighty, Jesse. Now that the government has officially said that UFOs are real, does it make you feel safer?
Fuck no. So here's
safer?
Here's the problem, and Chris said it. It's that they're like, go ahead, know about them. Because we have other shit that we don't want people to ask about. And it's what you said, that now people that have been exclaiming this from the tops of buildings that aliens exist, they're here. We have the most proof we've ever had in anyone's lifetimes. And nobody's saying anything.
Yeah, people have been made fun of, persecuted, their lives ruined, like just literally their whole life uprooted because they were like, I had an interaction with an alien, and everyone was just like, fucking, yeah, okay, well, he's gone now.
So even me saying, I believe in these, I still would, most people are going to be like, you're crazy. That, to me, is frightening, that the people of the world can't look and see what is in front of their fucking faces and see that there is something out there, whether it's malicious or not. They are not interested, and that could be the downfall for other things that the government's like, oh, they didn't care about that. They're not going to care about this either. Let's go ahead and do this.
Well, and it's not like we're talking about a special that was on like History Channel or Sci-Fi or anything.
This CNN,
was on primetime. It was on CBS.
ABC.
60 Minutes.
ABC, Element of... But it was on primetime, like America's watching television.
Yes.
You know what I mean?
This is like...
So a lot of people saw this.
Yeah. This is like the weather today. And also, by the way...
Fucking
like,
aliens.
This is stuff that's like...
It's going to be 87 and sunny out with a chance of UAP. Also,
this is just what our government's released.
Yes.
Yeah.
So...
I'm obviously not going to live my life in fear, but it is very...
You live your life in fear.
I do. But it is very disheartening and sad that not more people are at least excited about this. That, you know, I haven't had one single person outside of...
Where were the memes?
No memes.
Look, man.
No memes.
No one's
at all
ever proved a ghost is real, but right now we're this age where they're like, we don't know about aliens, bro. We're not sure at all.
And right, because like they always say, like, well, if an alien or if a ghost was real, like it would make the front cover of the news. This shit's on the front cover of the news.
No one cares.
Everybody's like,
no one cares.
I don't know.
I mean, I'm not surprised anymore because, I mean, the pandemic is a real thing that killed millions of people and people still don't believe it's a thing.
So when our alien overlords show up, just know I will be your first lieutenant. Thank you.
They were the aliens were like, they figured out masks. Fuck. All right.
Jesse, where do we go from here? Like as a society with this information?
I would hope that there's more funding from, you know, different
organs. More than that 20 mil that the Pentagon got?
Absolutely. To maybe other private investigations in other places around the country, at least, to go to places of high volumes of reported UFO sightings. And maybe we can get either some explanations to the videos we have or, you know, more sightings and more videos that we can study. I think that there's things out there that we can catalog that aren't being cataloged because they're not being looked at that way. I bet you if we even looked at reports before 2003 from the military, we probably have more videos to look at, honestly.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you are anti-government, it's also funny. Congress was equally as pissed off just that they didn't know about the $20 million in funding that went to this. That was also part of the reason they wanted the information released.
Because our money's going somewhere.
Because they so also just know that your money's also going to shit like this and you don't know about it when we pay our taxes.
Mm-hmm. Now you do know about
Universal
it.
Universal healthcare is a fucking dream. Meanwhile, they're like...
Aliens?
But this shit is pretty crazy.
This could be a problem.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing, too, though. That I mean, that also, and not to take it away from the UFO side of things, but that, like, our government's making decisions that aren't being made by the people we put in place.
It never has been.
It's the shadow hand, my dude.
Never has been.
It's the Freemasons, my man.
The Freemasons.
The Freemasons are controlled by the Greys, my dude. Come on, bro.
I saw National Treasure.
What do you guys hope comes from this?
That we expose the reptilian government and finally understand that we are controlled by an unseen hand.
Because of the fluoride in the water?
That's like nothing. Of course we're being controlled. We're being made sedatable by social media, fluoride in the water. There's too many things that make us too fucking easy to sedate.
Nick?
I am much more excited about this whole thing that I'm leading on tonight, but it's just a crazy time to like finally you see that, oh shit, this all after all these years, this technology that we thought was just possibly made up or science fiction or just theories or stuff is now coming to light as, no, we've actually been documenting this for years and it's true and we can't explain it.
It's real.
Yeah, and
it's real.
That's just insane to me that we're finally getting to a point where these all this evidence gathered up over the years is coming out as, no, you guys aren't as crazy as you think you are. And I think it's exciting. I think it is a little scary, and I hope we can maybe prove that life does exist outside of our own planet. Intelligent life exists out of our own planet. So,
yeah, we've already discovered water
on Mars
and not parasites.
Bacteria.
Bacteria.
Yes.
Yep.
So I mean that proves right there it is possible. And I think that.
Was that discovered on Mars?
Mars.
Literally next door. And we're like, I don't know about aliens. Get the fuck out of here.
I lost my train of thought. So sorry. Go ahead.
I think it's insane. Like, how can people exist and be like, I don't know. Like, the universe is ever expanding.
And, you know, the funny thing is, what's a flying saucer look like in your head? Looks like an oval type shape with like little lights right around it.
Usually, I didn't have little lights. Mine is completely silver-esque. So yep. It reflects. Yes. So it's harder to see.
What exactly have we been seeing on these videos? A oval-ish shaped aircraft.
Or crescent.
Or crescent. I mean, it matches what the testimonies were from 80 years ago. It's not like it's not like we saw a cylinder or a giant rectangle in the sky. No, this was something that people have been drawing. I drew it as a kid for years. Like,
oh, yeah.
It just doesn't make sense why more people aren't talking about it right now. Either they don't want to believe it or they just want to go on with their day-to-day lives, because I get it. You got other shit going on. But it's fascinating, frightening, and I wish more people were talking about it.
Maybe if we weren't,
so
over a year into a world pandemic, and it was like, maybe people were like, fuck, just one thing at a time, please. Like, they're already wore down by that. They're like, we'll get to aliens when we have to.
I guess. I mean, there was talk about aliens, and then they're like, a new fighter enters the tournament. There's a variant of COVID that's worse than before.
Yes.
So we're like, ooh.
Well, and I'm proof of that. Like, as I said, I am more excited, but I'm not really showing it right now. I'm kind of focusing on myself and some shit that's going on with me. So
let the aliens focus on you first.
I don't want the aliens to focus on me.
Let the aliens.
They can focus on you, Jesse.
They'll make a better you and a better me.
Wow. Wow.
It's like
thanks,
religion,
man.
But with
cheese.
We don't need green men. To do that.
Let them focus on you. Let them into your heart and your soul and your mind and your devices. In your butt. Let them into your butt. You know what? If I got picked up by an alien, I'd be like, hey. Get in there.
Get up in there. That's Mosh Live video.
Yeah.
The intergalactic whip.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be cool if aliens came down and they picked me up and they're like, oh, you have a butt disease,
basically. A broken butt.
Like, we can cure that. And they're like, just one touch. And I'm like, get in there, buddy.
We just have to get in there real deep, like.
Root around.
You got to take way up your butt.
It's literally fucking E.T. Ouch.
Oh,
and I'm like, give me some Reese's Pieces.
They put it in and then you just see your butt like light up.
Light up. Yep.
Dude, that'd be so cool.
Dude, now you take light up shits. And just every time,
amazing.
Like,
you think I'd be upset?
You don't need
really,
a nightlight anymore because you just take a dump and you're
fucking,
like,
I could eat a piece of ice cream cake without dying for 8 hours, and I'd just be like, ouch.
I wish that for you.
I wish that aliens would find you and probe you. You think I'm talking about their fingers? I'm not. I'm talking about whatever they want to probe me with. Hey. If it cures
we
Crohn's,
get it, dude. You think aliens are sexy?
Anyway.
A little bit. The big grays, not the little greens.
Tell us,
little green.
Tell us what you guys think about this. UAP report, and if you have any UFO stories, I'd love to hear them because I think it's fascinating. This is the Digital Bath Podcast, signing out.